Monday, September 25th. President got into speech materials again today. He wants the whip cracked on Price's office to get 4 or 5 radio speeches ready for the president. Also make the domestic council get to work on substance on these, on drugs, economy, and so forth, following Vermont Royster's line to Ray Price. He wants these to be 1,500-word speeches, and he wants to move to get a trademark on all of our things that there are 1,000 words for public appearances and 1,500 words for radio. All the messages should be made shorter using brief, pithy, memorable, quotable items. He wants to cut the veto messages way down, maybe do one with just 3 sentences. He met with, or spoke to the IMF today and was very displeased with the cool reception they gave him, not even bothering to stand when he was introduced or at the close of his speech. But that's par for the course for the international groups. He met with Teddy Gleason of the Longshoremen's Union and got full support from them. So that was a good session, and he's very pleased with the status there. He always reacts favorably to the union people. They're much more his type than the more sophisticated folk. He decided to have press cover his meeting with, or not have press cover his meeting with Brennan and his troops, but to meet with the entire group in New York. So that's another union deal. We also have one tomorrow before we leave for New York with the building trades presidents in the Oval Office. I talked to Conley, got a report on his affair. He thinks it all went well. He agrees with the president's feeling that we should drop the Astrodome. He thinks it's not worth the effort, that other states will resent our coming back to Texas because we're missing so many others. We had a flap tonight on possibility of a tie vote on the Brook Amendment, anti-war amendment, in the Senate tomorrow. The VP is supposed to be speaking in Texas tomorrow morning. Timmons wanted him brought back up. He was balking. So after an entire evening of back and forth phone calls, I finally called the president, who said he should come back, that he shouldn't run the risk of being caught out campaigning on a tie vote, and that even though there wasn't much chance, it wasn't worth taking any risk on it. So I called the vice president, and he's on his way back first thing in the morning. End of September 25th.